We're going to check back now with a Syrian refugee family and also the New Jersey church group that is committed to helping them forge a new life in America. NPR's Deborah Amos has been following this family's story. We have heard about their arrival and the challenges of resettlement here on our program, and the family has now been in the United States for almost 6 months now, and Deb joins us to talk about their progress. Deb, good morning.
Good morning.
So just remind us briefly, if you can, about this family. Who are they?
So there's Osama the father. He was blinded in 2012 in an artillery attack in a Damascus suburb. There's Ghada, the mother of the four children. NPR has agreed not to reveal their last names or the names of their children because most of their family are still in Syria. They were refugees in Jordan for 3 years. They arrived in the U.S. in May.
Okay, and they've been resettling in the state of New Jersey. You've been following their progress, how they've been doing. What is the latest on their story?
All the kids are in school. The two boys are on a soccer team. Osama has started a training course at a vocational institute. You know, at this point, most refugees would already be working, but he is blind. And so that has presented a challenge. And the church resettlement people say this is the toughest case that they've ever had because of that. There are also these cultural hurdles. Try to imagine figuring out Halloween if you have never seen it before.
Yeah, strange holiday if you're not used to it.
Yes. So today in my report, I'm going to start at Nassau Presbyterian Church in Princeton, New Jersey. This is a congregation that has supported the family. They haven't actually seen them in 6 months. Tom Charles makes the introductions, and he heads the church's committee on refugee resettlement.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Osama.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ghada.
Good morning.
It's been 6 months since Osama and Ghada were in this church, and the change is striking. Osama, in a gray puffer jacket and jeans, he's gotten more confident. Ghada is in a stylish dress. A colorful headscarf frames her soft, round face.
They're doing very well. Ghada wrote her first check yesterday. The date, the name, the amount.
No.
The family must become self-sufficient. It's a requirement of the resettlement program. Osama's disability is the hurdle for work and for English. Ghada is way ahead. His children are learning quickly at school.
What has been the worst thing you have found in America?
The English language.
This church meeting is Osama's way to connect with a wider congregation, to tell them who he is. He says through a translator, I owned a small factory in Syria. I provided for my family. His face, scarred by a blinding artillery attack, tells the story of war and loss. He has one more message. Osama insists on telling a joke, and he's worked it out with Tom Charles.
And Osama, can you tell us the joke about Tarzan's last words?
Tarzan's last famous words were, who put grease on the vine?
With this simple joke, Osama has made a larger point. I'm not so different from you. But American culture is very different from what the family expected. For example, this is their first Halloween.
We just said it's fun. It's about collecting candy and dressing up. I think it was pretty strange for them.
What?
On an afternoon in late October, Sue Jennings, part of the Nassau church team, delivers donated costumes and some guidance.
A jack-o'-lantern is a pumpkin with a face.
The kids are already elbow deep in orange goo.
Do you have Halloween in Syria?
Never in Syria, no.
In Jordan, no. In Syria, no. Every Arabic, no.
They know about pumpkins, part of a savory Syrian stew. Their father, Osama, asks, why is there an American holiday that wastes so much food? He's been the most anxious about Halloween. Does it conflict with his Muslim faith? But he gets caught up in his children's excitement about an upcoming parade at school. He can't see the costumes, but he insists on approving the choices. Nothing scary, no black magic. He vetoes Harry Potter. But he's okay with Disney for the girls and Superman for the boys.
Superman.
Oh, Superman.
Okay. Yes, Superman.
Yeah, Superman.
At school, the four Syrian kids walk the Halloween parade route with their classmates, now part of the community that welcomed their arrival, the new start made possible by generous church support. This is one part of America, but another part emerges after the presidential elections that seemed to signal there could be a harsher response to their presence here.
Okay, this is a new, something new.
Osama stayed up late, following election returns. The next morning, he and Gada have an English lesson with Beverly Leach and a church interpreter.
12 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah. Osama stayed up all night?
He stayed up all night because the whole world is affected by elections.
He wants to know, do we have to go back? Could the new American president ban head coverings for Muslim women?
You are here. And you can stay here, no problems. You are safe.
On this morning, here. Beverly Leach assures him that nothing will change. We support you and we have welcomed you. But he continues to ask questions days after the vote.
Okay, listening there to my colleague Deb Amos, following the story of the Syrian refugee family. And Deb, Osama, the father, clearly anxious, wondering what this election means. What about the church group that helped them? How are they responding to the election?
Yeah, I talked to Dave Davis. He's the pastor at Nassau Presbyterian. And he said there were anxious calls that came the morning after that vote.
Some of the first conversations I had were with the volunteers who've spent so much time with the family, wanting to be assured that they could be supporting and let the family know we're there and that we're surrounding them. That type of fear for the family and the family sense of fear is exactly the type of anxiety that was percolating in the hours and the days after the election.
That's Pastor Dave Davis. The family and the church is worried about the political atmosphere, but they've got more practical challenges. Osama is just starting at the vocational center. Gada has to learn more English to learn how to drive. And like most refugees, there's medical catch-up. Especially, there's a lot of dental appointments for the kids. The church support group says this resettlement is taking more time, and it may run past the one-year commitment for this intense support.
Okay, that's my colleague NPR's Deb Amos following the story of one Syrian refugee family in New Jersey. Deb, thanks.
Thank you.